everybody. Well, another Friday night, and the date today is March 27, 2015, and we're on Station 2 if you're listening to us on an archive. So Friday and Saturday is our Station 2. We have our last 8-hour call for the month this coming Sunday, which is tomorrow. I mean, on Sunday. Day off here. So let's do a clearing here for emotional situations. So if you have a situation that crossed your path, let's release that from you. And tonight is our sci-fi night, so if you want to send your maybe a testimonial or something, CLS questions at Yahoo, we monitor that. So here we go. Think of a situation that you're dealing with, releasing that from you. One specific incident, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that should be released. And if you have, like, trauma today, release trauma energy. Or if not, think of something in your distant past or even more recently. So think of that trauma, releasing that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And most people sort of feel their body relaxing after doing a few of these clearings, and or they might feel tingles. Or maybe even yawning, which is releasing energy too out of your body. So let's energize the light beam. So bring up the light beam or light beams on your screen. Bring in male energies tonight. So each time the males come in, there's three light beams that are present in the picture on your monitor screen. So first light beam will be males. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And your next light beam, if you have one up, will also be male energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the last one is going to have males also. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And you can do your finger exercise, making sure that you're here in the present moment with us. And just have your index finger that's pointing upward. Have your body just move it around, and it should be, you know, dead center in front of you. And if it's there, it's great. You're in the moment. That you're off of time that's working, running for you on timelines, basically, right now. If it's to the left or the right, means that you're not in the present moment, and you're running timelines that can affect you. In the now, the timelines will not affect you, even though they're still using your energy. So I want to clarify that so you understand that. Just because you're in the now does not mean that all your previous parallel lives as being a multidimensional being in the darkness energies, it doesn't mean that you're not living those. You're still active. Whatever you dealt with years and years ago or 2 weeks ago on timelines, you're still living that, even though you're in the now right now. So when you're in the now, then these timelines may not affect you. I say may because it may not be 100%. So remember, you can still have a twisted ankle that you may have experienced 6 months ago, and you're still on those timelines if you haven't cleared yourself out of them. And the energy is kind of lurking all around you, and it could happen again. But right now, you're in the present moment, so those normally will not attach to you. So I'm going to bring our co-host on tonight, who is Cindy. Are you out there, Cindy?
I am. Thank you, Ron, and welcome everyone in Radio Land. Ron, we have lots of great emails and feedback forms that have come in, and that includes expo information. But before I start in on the emails, we have a loose end from Wednesday night. And the listener asks if you could remind us which clearing you said we could do on our pets if we already purchased for ourselves. She thinks it was the body jump start or the grief clearing, and she's apologizing because she fell asleep during the show. So I think it was the body jump start. Is there another clearing that you would recommend they could do with their pets, or all of them?
Well, every clearing on the website will work for your pet. So anything if you they just so if you have purchased a clearing for yourself, then allow you to, you know, do that clearing for your pet for free. So if you had an emotional clearing for yourself, then you can reuse your codes for your pet. But, you know, if you haven't had that clearing and, you know, maybe you're new to the program or something, if you haven't done an emotional clearing, a whole lifetime one, then go in and maybe if your dog is 3 years of age and type in, you know, your dog's name and pay for 3 years, which would be $5 times the dog's age, which would be $15, and do the emotional clearing for your dog for 3 years. That'll probably take you about 1.5 minutes. And then from there, the clearing's done. Yeah, but if you have done ones for yourself, then by all means, you can go in and use that initial code for your pets and animals. That'd be perfectly fine. But if you haven't done one, maybe you don't have anxiety, you know, and if you have a little dog that's always anxious, well, go in and pay for the anxiety clearing for your dog or your cat, and that will help them immensely, you know, with having maybe some type of trauma or anxiety or whatever type of clearing you think your animal needs. So people are more willing to maybe pay for or do clearings on their animals before they do themselves, and that's perfectly fine. Just go in and pay for your animal or pet if you haven't done one for yourself, and you know, that would be great. Maybe maybe you got a pound animal and it's traumatized, you know, or maybe it felt abandoned, you know, because it lost its owner. Well, then do an abandonment clearing on it. You may not have abandonment issues yourself, but maybe your poor dog or cat has that. So, you know, do the clearings for your animals. And that can help them out immensely. So back to you, Cindy.
Thank you, Ron. I learned something new tonight. That is a great idea to purchase just for the pet. I never even thought about that. So thank you. Okay. Well, Ron, you participated in the expo over the last weekend, and we do have a couple of comments regarding that, the expo. Is there anything that you'd like to share before I read the email?
Go ahead.
Okay.
You would say.
Well, it's all good, of course. Okay, testimonial from the Sunday workshop at the New Life Expo. Once more, always surprised at the new clearings. I especially loved the pyramid portal clearing. I got a headache during the process, but by the end, I felt very light. I have collected pyramids and read books, went to lectures, and even visited museums that connected to the Egyptian culture. I found it funny that next to CLS booth was a pyramid booth, but I had been cleared at least that I was fine for that. This listener says, looking forward to creating within the tools of the alien attack page and a way to clear further until you come up with something else, a new clearing. A grateful New Yorker.
Great, great. Okay, wonderful.
Ron, is there information you can share with us about the being connected to pyramids?
Oh, man, yeah. Well, just in a nutshell, it's, there's initiations that people may have gone through during the process. There's creepy crawlers on the walls that could have attached to people if they've been in the pyramids. You know, it's... if you're going into a religious belief system of the Egyptians, and that energy is there. So if you did visit the pyramids or are curious or see a lot of pictures about them, you can be connected just through a picture. So maybe some point, if I get requests from people, I might put it on the website, and maybe we'll check that out. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. Okay, another great email regarding the New Life Expo. Ron, it's good seeing you in New York. I enjoyed the light chamber again and always feel at peace when I'm there. Thank you for activating the Living Light cellular Merkaba picture for me. I really like it a lot and look at it every day. And this listener has a question. Is it okay to do the I now increase my life force energy exercise while looking at this picture?
Yeah, that would be fine. No problem. Yeah. I don't know if it would make any difference, but yeah, you definitely do that. Please do the exercise all the time. When you feel a little tired or maybe a little spacey, I think a lot of people just somehow do it maybe, you know, 3 or 4 times a day just because they like doing it and they feel better. Talking to a gentleman tonight at a store, and I showed him the Mind to Heart Drop, and the now I increase my life force energy. And just by doing that maybe 3 times, I now increase my life force energy, his eyes got brighter. And he knew nothing about the light ship or anything else. I just showed him what he could do to help himself. And anyway, tell all your friends too. It'd be very nice. It'll get them more in a positive frame of reference, or at least, clear some of their thoughts away that, you know, is the negativity, you know, harming them, putting them into mass programs. Remember, your thoughts put you into programs. That's, you know, what we try to clear away from you are these mind control programs and robotic programs in your body and whatever else is attached to you. So back to you, Cindy.
Thank you, Ron. Listener also asks or thanks you for the bonus clearance for attending the workshop. Very thankful for that. So that is great. Okay. Well, since tonight is sci-fi, Friday paranormal, we have several that fit into that category, and I'm just scrolling up to the first one. Okay. The first listener email says, I read about the CLS website, but want to make sure what happens to people that are not 100% in the light at ascension time.
Well, I don't know if anybody is going to be 100% because there's always something lurking. So as long as you do your clearings and as long as you do your spirit barcode at ascension time, the light will find you. So another way of stating that, the light doesn't know where you are. The light is, I don't want to use the word assuming, but the light, we'll say, assumes that you are on a planet of light because that's what it created, and that's your territory. And when the ascension time comes, everything is turned off, and you go back to normally your home base energy. But because we're contaminated here by darkness, then you go to quarantine. So the light will find you if it knows that you're here. That's why you want to do that particular, spirit barcode. So it'll find your spirit and release it from the darkness here. Otherwise, you're going to be, put into darkness, unfortunately. And like I said in other programs, maybe not more recently, but this is at this moment in time, the planet will no longer exist in light. Will not be materialized, and your body resonates to the planet of light because you're connected to the Earth spirit. And so the darkness could fabricate what we have right now, and you all know about how they fabricate it because you're on timelines. Living in timelines, you have your deja vu, you have your dreams, so you're already living there. Just think if you can never come back to this planet ever again, and you're living on these artificial created planets. And, the Earth spirit was no longer going to be here this last 2,000 years. It only came back to rematerialize this planet because very few people did the ascension process, and it would have lost all of the physical humans on the planet. And, a lot of, the life forms would have already ascended. like the dogs and cats and animals, but the human race would not have, so it decided to come back, unfortunately for it, and do another 2,000 cycle stint, and because of that, it lost, it only has 27% of its energy that we could find, which means that 73% of itself is now in darkness and may not ever be found. So that's where you want to do your spirit barcode. And then also do the earth transfer clearing. Maybe once a week if you do clearings, just to put in what clearing you had, and that's all that that takes. So back to you, Cindy.
Thank you, Ron. In regard to the 2,000-year cycle, this listener wants to know if there'll be another Earth clone and the people that don't go to the light will be forced to reincarnate over and over for the next 2,000 years.
Well, yeah, there's already, there's more than one Earth. That's why there's so many timelines. So there could be thousands of Earths that are replicated. So you can be on one of those if you don't get out of here. So back to you.
Wow, the unknown. Okay, the listener also wants to know if we'll be aware of ascension when it happens.
No, not at all. It just happens. So it happens, okay. And everything is, and you won't remember where you were, because in quarantine, or if you were in true light, you wouldn't have any memory anyway of your past experience. Remember, in light, there's no hanging on to recording your past experiences, because you're in the now. The past doesn't exist, and the future doesn't exist. So you won't have any memory of anything. A lot of people say, Ron, I want to really remember the Earth and never come back here again. I don't want to come back ever. Well, you won't have that memory, because you're going to be in light. All that stuff goes away. You won't know your family, your friends, your kids, your mother, your father, your dog, or anything else. The house you live in, your car you drive, all that is eliminated because there's no memory in light. You know that instantly when you do the mind a heart drop. There's no thought. So no thoughts, no memories. And no judgment, no duality. So you won't know that you even have been here. So back to you.
Wow. That's eerie. Okay, thanks for sharing that, Ron. Just received.
And then also, just to come in here, mm-hmm. Watch the show Jupiter Ascending. That's all real. So it'll give you an idea of what is happening here.
Oh, my. Okay.
I'm going to try to watch it again maybe next week if I can. Or if not, at some point here. Maybe just get the DVD or something, because that is a real scenario, and it's basically 100% correct. 99.9, is what the aliens do to people. So it'll show you what's actually happening. And, you may want to watch it more than once, which I want to do because I want to get a little more intel of what I possibly could have missed during the program, but it's all true that I saw so far. So watch that, and you're going to realize what's happening. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. We just received another paranormal story, and listener writes that she was getting her daughters ready for daycare and went upstairs to get hair rubber bands, and specifically picked up two pink ones so the girls wouldn't argue and over which one. And she put the hair band in the palm of her hand and closed the fingers around them, walked down the stairs, and decided to open up her hand to look at the hair band, and there were two black hair bands. She immediately realized what happened, that it was a copy and a paste of the timeline, and just thought it was interesting the aliens didn't get 100%.
Yes, that's
correct.
How quick you get, that's how quick you can get switched out, not even know it. Although she had the memory of that, so very interesting. interesting to be able to catch what they're doing, you know, what they're doing to her. And that's very insightful because it happens so fast. Remember, you don't know how long you're turned off. So just remember that, you know, you're on, off, on, off, on, off. It's like a computer, you know, 10, 10, 10. And that's how quickly they can turn you off, freeze you, and then do things and put you back into motion again. And it could be a year of time, you know, with their time, but you don't have any record of anything because you're in their time. They just stop time and the clock stops and you can be frozen in space, not even knowing about it. So that's what happens. And they drop cars in alongside of you when you're driving or behind you or in front of you. And they also can bring people in the same way. And they can also transport you to different places without you realizing where you are. So that's our sci-fi scenario tonight. So back to you.
Deep sci-fi, wow. Okay, well, we have another interesting email. It has to do with artificial intelligence. As the decades pass, mind energy keeps growing, and all I hear about is people in their 20s, 30s becoming millionaires, developing computer applications and technology. But none of them come from a place of the heart energy, and their clone-like applications are not improving the sad human conditions. And they're letting their ego get into brilliance. This listener wants to know, is there a CLS clearing that we can do to stop these technology inventors?
Well, remember, the light gives you free will, free choice. And so, you know, nothing you can really do about somebody else, you know, unfortunately. You could... Maybe if you think they're a clone or an alien, you could do the clearing to make them human. That could work. But as far as doing something from the light to have them stop something, you know, everybody here has free will, free choice. And that's kind of the way it works. So I can't really see a way of interfering with their process. You know, if you knew somebody... you know, just maybe do the mind to heart drop. You know, you can do that for them. You could even do the 2000 Year of Darkness barcode. That could maybe help them. But, you know, if they're mind controlled and they're running on programs, there's no way you're going to be able to turn a program off easily. So remember, just work on yourself. There's not much you can really do to someone. Unless you wanted to do an emotional clearing for them or something so they're not as reactive, you could do that. Pay for their clearing, but basically doing something to where you ask the light being to go over to their place and prevent them from doing something, no, that will not work because they're running programs. So back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. This listener also writes, there's an author named Steve Wozniak that wrote The Future of AI is Scary and Very Bad for People. And that was in a Yahoo link, so anyone can look it up. But if somebody does look that up, Ron, or checks the book out, what's the implications of that, of us reading that?
Well, sometimes books and things get publicized or put out there in the media so people can tune into it, and you could get linked into the programs that they're talking about. So be very careful. Remember, curiosity killed the cat. So trying to collect data on all this, say information, which is all mind energy, you're dealing with mind energy. You're, you know, I would say not, don't get into mind energy. Because mind energy is, you know, has no end. It's ongoing. And each time you start learning more and researching more, you're going down the rat hole even further. And you don't want your soul, spirit stolen because you got a big head of all this information and you can regurgitate what's going on and everything else and this happened and, you know, and 1941 or something, or the Nazis did this in 1937, and then this happened, and the war happened, and you got all this history inside of your head, and you can recite it perfectly. What's that good for? You're just clogging yourself up with all those energies. So, you know, run away from it. Don't try to do any research, because you're going to find yourself deeper, you know, down the rat hole and deeper in the, you know, the dung pile with all, everything. So just get yourself back into source energy. Do the mind a hard drop. Because that information is what kept you here. That's why you're probably here now. You know, you're probably here now because you wanted to seek out knowledge and judge the light to try to find out more information. And that's why you're here. So, you know, just walk away, Renee. Back to you.
Wow. Thank you, Ron. My mind started spinning there a little bit. Okay. Well, we have another interesting comment. This person saw an alien that was very unusual and weird looking. It looked as if its rear was a hat, so it must be like upside down. And so this person did timeline crash that. So I don't know if that was in a dream or where that was, but have you ever heard of that type of an alien, Ron, that they're upside down?
No, I haven't seen that type yet that I know of, but remember, if it came into your awareness, then are you on its timeline? You know, maybe it's real on the timeline, and it brought in people that look human onto its timeline, and maybe it's the handler for that timeline, and you happen to see it, and now you're on it, viewing that. So do a bunch of timeline crashes to get out of that. That's why we have that. You know, you have a bad dream, you get scared or something, well, you're replicated. And you're on that timeline because you got put there. It's normally not your free will, free choice to be on timelines. You just happen to be abducted, and you put on timelines. So now you have a way to remedy that and do timeline crashes. And, you know, just do them until you feel better. Could be 20, 50, 100, 1,000 timeline crashes. It depends on the severity of and how much you're implicated, you know, on the timeline. If you're in an accident where you hurt yourself, then you're probably on lots and lots of them. If you're just viewing something on the timeline, then you may not be on as many. But if it has a personal thing involved with it, then you're, you know, you're going to be more deeply ingrained and involved in it. So do more timeline crashes. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron, for that reminder. I noticed that it's 30 minutes after the hour. Is there a clearing that you could share with us? I don't know if that'd be on fear or anxiety.
Oh, here's one, you know. I tell people, you know, first do your emotional whole lifetime clearing, then do, you know, the same style of clearing, but now it'd be, you know, mental. And after that, most people live in fear. And so here we go. Let's do a fear clearing. So think of one of your favorite fears. For a lot of people, we're coming into April, and the middle of April is, you know, when you have to do your IRS paperwork. So maybe you're in fear of that, you know. You know, maybe that's energy suffocating you. You know, I don't know. So here we go. Think of an situation, an incident that you're in fear of. So maybe you're afraid of snakes. Maybe you're afraid of walking out your door and there's some ice on there, and maybe one time you fell and now you're really cautious, but you're afraid to walk on a sidewalk or something and, you know, hurting yourself. Well, the fear is going to bring those timelines to you, and sure enough, they may replicate one to where you fall down. Remember, you can have that experience there, and they can bring it to you. not always that a timeline starts here. So maybe you fell down when you're younger, at the age of 10, on ice, and they can just take you and make you your current age, just change your body, being older, and copy and paste your 10-year-old timeline. Maybe it happened 50 years ago, and now you're outside, and your bones are a little more brittle, and you fall down before you just got your knee, and now you maybe you broke your knee or something, you know? Well, it's the same thing. They just copy and pasted that timeline. So think of all your negative experiences and do one timeline crash for a lot of those. You know, maybe you can put four screens up if it's the same issue. And keep crashing those so they don't get you. So here we go. We'll do a fear clearing. And this is your fear body that's holding this energy. It's not a timeline crash. But think of a fear that you may have. So here we go. Releasing that one incident. Releasing it now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There, it's released. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. This is great. We've had some interesting topics that could have created fear tonight, too. So that really helps a lot. Okay, we have another loose end regarding a topic from Wednesday, and I think it's sci-fi, too. It has to do with the hologram. First of all, a listener says there may be 6 ships with machines, with the hologram machines to give a bad program, and I guess the ship on top is called the Sun Ship. All 7 have to be destroyed to clear the problem, and another listener wants to know, can the core of these machines, these hologram machines, be taken out and dissolved?
Well, I don't know if that's even, it's just a real timeline on what you're viewing. So that movie is real. Is that movie interfacing with you here? You know, you may do some timeline crashing on it. Maybe it could help. You know, maybe you're seeing these program machines that maybe could be here in 10 years. Maybe they're here now, but you don't see them, and maybe 10 years they become more apparent. So, yeah, you could do timeline crashing on it because it is a real timeline. And maybe when you saw that particular movie, maybe that kind of woke you up because you could be there living that scenario because you saw it in the movie. You could have been there before. Now you're seeing the movie and you know that you're there. So, yeah, you could do that. There's nothing wrong with that because everything that you see is real. And, you know, the new Terminator movie is coming out. I'm not sure the exact name on it, but Arnold's in it again. And so, you know, that was quite interesting. So that'll be coming out sometime this year, I think. But, you know, we're getting shown what's happening here. So back to you.
Wow. Well, speaking of movies, a listener wrote in about the movie called Interstellar, and said that towards the end they show how people are put onto a timeline and then others can view or manipulate outside of the reality in 4D. I didn't see that one.
Possible.
Did you?
Yeah. All that stuff is a reality. That's why they're bringing it out. Remember, people may not have been able to accept and understand what's being told to people now. You know, maybe if you talk to somebody with these movies 50 years ago, they wouldn't get it, you know, and now they kind of understand it more because the programs are allowing them to connect to these new movies that are coming out because it's showing more of the truth of what's happening. So, yeah, just know that what you're seeing on the movies is a reality. It is happening somewhere, and it is what they're probably, you know, priming you for so that you're going to be able to be like sheeple and go, oh, yeah, I already know about that. I saw it in the movie 10 years ago, and it's okay if aliens eat people. I see nothing wrong with that. They look nice. And you know, I'll be like one of those Mayan people who walked up the pyramid thinking it's great to be sacrificed and killed for Sun God, I can do that very easily. So back to you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, thanks for that info. And here's another great paranormal sharing. The listener said a while ago, she was doing an alien attack page clearing in the wee hours of the night and looked out of the window and saw a multi-level UFO craft. And as soon as she saw it, it went right back into the clouds. And she's referencing that you have said that they hide the ships back there, but that was the first experience that she had, other than one other time she had seen, I guess it was 30, 40 years ago. And she feels like they were checking out what she was doing.
And that one does feel real to me. So, yeah, I think you just see a real UFO. Most of the ones that you're physically seeing, but the ship clouds you're going to see, and those are, you know, aliens. But the ones that normally show up that people see, I'd say 90% of those sightings are ones that are manufactured here.
Oh.
Especially the ones that have blinking colored lights on them. Lights on a UFO. Oh, great. Well, I love seeing these lights blinking. So, yeah, they're probably manufactured. Well, they are manufactured on this planet, and it's probably a government, some government, I should say, they're just playing with people, you know, to let them think they're actually seeing an alien craft. And it's really not alien. It's a craft that's created here, and maybe your neighbor's on it. You know, maybe they're at work and they're flying that UFO. Who knows? You know.
Oh my gosh! So it's a domestic flying
UFOs. Yep.
Huh. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, the next. Let's see here. It's a question regarding the environmental imbalance timeline crash. This person was wondering if it could be used for the pole switch, which some suspect the trumpet sounds and loud banging all over North America.
It's whatever you want to use it for. So, you know, it's just designed if you have something going on that's a little out of balance in your neighborhood. That's what it's designed for. It's not designed for you to say, you know, the planet's out of balance, so I want to clear all the countries, all the planets, and people are out of balance. No, you just put in, like, your hometown in there, okay? Or maybe something that's related, like a bad weather pattern coming your way, you know? That's all that it's designed for. So, you know, you're not going to have any success whatsoever if you start putting in a lot of detailed things. It's just designed to help you where you are. So back to you.
Well, it's great that you mentioned that, because the listener also mentions taking care of the chemtrails and electromagnetic disturbances and solar flares. And so that really releases a lot of pressure and probably stress of trying to get all that done, and it's not possible.
You only want to put in what's affecting you right now.
Okay.
And you don't put in a whole bunch of things. One particular thing, and maybe you know, run it for quite a while and see what kind of results you have on it. And you may want to run it longer if you have some type of maybe hurricane coming your way or something like that, or tornado, you know. So that's what it's sort of designed for, with something like that going on. So it's not designed to work on the whole planet, but someone else in another country work on their particular, say, city, okay? That's not your responsibility. So back to you.
Thanks, Ron. Now, you'd mentioned hurricanes. If we know the name of the hurricane, would we put that in there, or just still stick with our city?
Possibly you could do that. If that's, you know, what you want to do is protect your area where you are. Hertz tank could be, you know, 200 miles away from you or something or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's not affecting you until it starts to come, you know, into your experience, okay? And that's why you want to use that. Now, if you have a cousin living 200 miles away and they're having a hurricane, then have them go on the website and do that particular clearing for them because they're affected by it. That's what it's designed for. So back to you.
Again, take care of ourselves first.
Yep. Just like on an airplane, right? There's a problem and the oxygen masks go down, you know, put the mask on yourself first so you can have the oxygen. Don't go running to everybody else showing them how to do it. Help you whatsoever when you're dead.
That's right. Well, no saving anybody if you're dead, for sure. Okay, well, we have a great testimonial here, and this has to do with the cording removal clearing. I no longer have problems with a neighbor who, by the way, admits she loves spiders and refuses to kill them, and I guess there are no more phone calls. They've stopped, and the spiders are leaving this person's home and not so many cobwebs on the property now. So very thankful for the cording removal.
That's good. And people have talked about the chemtrails coming from the sky hitting the ground and causing spider webs too.
Oh.
I've seen pictures of that. You know, on cars and things and on plants. So anyway, we'll just go back to the show here.
Oh, wow. It just gets deeper and deeper, doesn't it? Okay. Let's see here. Now we have a testimonial regarding removing entities. I picked up my cat to give her a hug and a kiss, and she looked at me and was very scared and hissed and freaked out, so she put her down. She commanded her spirit to remove entities from her. Didn't see or hear anything until later when she went to remove entities from another cat. And this time she commanded her spirit to remove entities from herself and that had hopped into me from a different cat.
Spirit cannot remove entities. You may have some luck with that a little bit, but normally your spirit is powerless over entities. So
okay.
Just go on the website and, you know, get your whole lifetime emotion or entity clearing and then get the unlimited so you can do that. See, if your spirit was powerful enough, you wouldn't have entities in you. And so, you know, your spirit is, you know, or if you were here for the first experience on the planet, when you were all of who you were, you know, eons of time ago, then you could probably, your spirit could do that. But your spirit is not powerful enough to do a lot of the feelings like that. It's possible it may be able to do something. Maybe the entity is hearing that and they just leave you. But your spirit is not going to go outside of your body to work on the cat. And the cat spirit, if it was strong enough, it wouldn't have entities to begin with. So you need to get a lot more horsepower to do so. So go on the website. That's what it's for. Plus, by trying to do that yourself, you may pick up entities from your cats. You may have some weird entities in you, even of other animals. So you may have picked them up, you know, from your pet and having these things hitchhike with you. So now you really need to do the entity clearing. So back to you.
Great. Thank you, Ron. It's kind of scary we can get that from our pets, too. Okay. Let's see here.
And people have, you know, people who do role-playing and stuff, you know, and they have games that people role play and pick on a certain persona. They actually pick up entities of that persona that come into them and they act it out. It's much like people who maybe are actors and actresses, you know, they'll be doing what they're doing, and they can pick up entities also from being a certain type of person. So just think, if you were an actor and you had to become a crazy person on the play that you're doing or movie or whatever, well, are you going to pick up crazy entities to come into you? Of course. And you might really excel at being crazy during that movie or the performance that you're doing. Well, did you get rid of them afterwards? And if you notice, some people can mimic maybe bird sounds and things, or maybe people can make noise like a dog or a cat or whatever. It's possible that you may have some of those energies in you doing that. So you probably have seen people make faces, you know, like a mad dog or a cat or something. And sometimes you can actually see even a shapeshifter kind of in that person coming forward, making those faces. And remember, go to YouTube and look up that, you know, the barking cat, and it'll give you an idea of what, you know, can happen to a cat that has entities of dogs in it. The cat's barking. So, back to you.
Yeah, that's pretty shocking, too. Okay. We have a question that was meant for tonight, and it was reviewed Wednesday a little bit regarding numbers. And so Ann talked about us reviewing it tonight for the listener. And the listener says that she's run emotional, mental, anxiety, dark side practitioner, and some of the self-empowerment bundle and the free clearings, but keeps seeing the numbers, and she has some specific numbers. She says it comes from her cell phone, and she acknowledges that you say that's a sign that we're hooked into the alien program, and she wants to make it stop and wants to know what she can do.
That's a rough one. That's one of those questions like, how do I keep myself in my body when I go to sleep at night so I don't dream? That's a good question. People can command their spirit to stay with them, and sometimes it could listen. But normally the dark side will present a living life form, and from that your spirit goes there because, you know, it feels like it needs to. As far as numbers and things like that, I just don't know. Just keep doing maybe the natal chart clearing. You know, get on that one, the natal clearing, and clear out the numbers. You could also do it on the keyword, because it would be like a word. You could put numbers in there. And just, you know, the sad thing is, know that when you see these things all the time, that that's your program number, in a sense, that the aliens chose for you to look at. And so the number, you know, can change, and then they'll keep bringing a different number up to let them know that they have you hooked up. So what to do about that? Maybe don't look at the time. You know, normally, you know, people somehow find a clock to look at. They'll make you and bring you to that location where the digital clock is to see those numbers, more than an analog one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what can you do about it? Just do some crashing on it, maybe timeline crashing. Maybe that's a situation, an incident that you're on. Maybe that number means that you're on the regret timeline, you know? Or the timeline of losing money or not making enough money, and that's what that number means to you. You know, maybe it's a sadness timeline. But they're making sure that they have you hooked up. So start crashing that number, you know, and see what happens. You know, do, if you see it all the time, geez, do 1,000 timeline crashes on it. Back to you.
Oh, great, Ron. Also, on Wednesday, you and Ann talked about the grid line clearing and the alien blood barcode clearing.
Yeah, the grid line, they hook you up. Yeah, that's how they hook you up through your feet. So That's your GPS location. So they can upload stuff into you. That's a neat way of talking about computer languaging. So you get uploads from your feet, and you get downloads from those satellites and the head connectors. So either way, you're uploaded and downloaded. So you're all full of stuff. So back to you.
Oh, they're too thorough. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, when the person talked about the reincarnation, she'd also sent a question regarding all of the people on planet Earth and wants to know where they're coming from. Where are all the new ones incarnating, or how are they getting here?
They just get dropped in. I went in a couple of stores recently, and it was at an end of a shopping center. So normally people park their cars, you know, near the store that they wish to go into. And there was a lot of cars in front of this one shopping center. I mean, in front of this one store, and there's hardly anybody inside of the store. So you could say, well, they all went into that store first, and then they walked maybe a couple hundred feet to the next store, you know, and then another couple hundred feet to the next one over, you know, and their car now is in the boonies. So that could be possible, but typically the people drove there. Maybe they stopped time, okay, and abducted the person out of their car. Maybe they locked the car for them. And they all got abducted, and the average public would think that maybe these 100 cars, we'll say, would be in the store opposite their car, and you go in there and nobody's there. You go, well, that's just the way life is. So who brought them in? Where are they going? When are they coming back? Well, that's the aliens. No idea. I don't know what they're thinking, you know, and or even worse, what they're doing to people. And were those people human?
Oh.
So that's the Jupiter Ascending movie. You know, watch it. You're going to see things that may kind of open your eyes up a little bit as to what is happening here. So back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. To continue on with the questioning, this listener wants to know if any new babies are born to be real humans, you know, new souls or reincarnated souls.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I don't think anybody from light would choose to come here, number one. So I think they're bodies, or say souls, I should use that word now, that have been here before, and they're forced back in here. Remember, people die every day, so they're probably being forced back in, or it's going to be a replicated fake-looking body, you know, robotic body, a clone that the people are having. You know, giving birth to. That could be all cloned energies, maybe. No, I don't know. Hard to say. Won't know until the child comes out and see how it behaves. Back to you.
Ah, okay. And last question regarding this. Do you feel the aliens are more interested in the new or the old?
Well, I don't see any difference in souls, okay? You know, it's how do I explain this here? I guess the New Age teaching talks about people being an old soul, which means you've been here probably for a long, long time, and then a new soul may not be here as long. So, regardless, very few people. I think I had maybe one person that has been here maybe for like 5,000 years, okay? But almost everybody is going to be between probably, at least 20 to probably 100,000 years. So it doesn't make any difference probably what the aliens are up to. They're just doing what they're doing, you know. Looks like our show's coming to a close here. So we have the 8-hour program starting Sunday here, or ending Sunday for this month. So we'll see you there. We have our show tomorrow night, same time, same station. And we'll go to the Lightship for everybody. So you must be listening to the program live to go there. So if listening to an archive now, and just find the next Saturday, and we go to the Lightship for everybody, maybe 10 minutes to do some physical healings. So we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop. So again, you want to command your spirit out loud to help you. Otherwise, it's, you know, sleeping. Because it's not going to hear all of your thoughts. It doesn't live in darkness. So you need to wake it up. So you have to command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, which is darkness, and drop them into your heart, and then you're going to be at peace. And this you should be doing, you know, maybe 3 times a day minimum. Some people will do it 10 times, and you have to say it out loud or whisper it. So here we go, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. And blessings. Thank you, Cindy. Bye, everyone. Good night.